Swamcast has board game reviews for you. Yeah, we got the good, bad, and other stuff to tell you. So listen up to our board game review. Hoo-hoo's, you'll really like it, or I'll make you eat your shoe. Hoo-hoo's.
Run for Your Life, Candyman by Smirk and Dagger Games. It's for 3 to 6 players, ages 14 and up, and plays in about 30 minutes. Yours is an enchanted land made entirely of candy and confections, but underneath that sugar-frosted veneer lies the disturbing truth. The king has betrayed you all. The sweet candy citizens throughout the land are being packaged and shipped from the castle to voracious children all over the world. But not you. You're not going out like that. Time to get your candy buttons out of Dodge. So it's every gingerbread man for himself and a mad dash for the border. And if you have to snap a few ginger limbs to save yourself, well, that's just the way the cookie crumbles. Woo, so what can we say about Run for Your Life, Candyman? This is John, and I've got my wife, Ruby.
Hello. Well, some really cool things about the game is the board makes you think of Candyland. But it's kind of a twisted Candyland when you look at the board. You know, Molly and Pop and Lady Ice Cream. So there's a lot of, I don't want to say adult theme to it, but a not childlike, innocent theme. More of a...
Yeah, it's like a dark...
Dark humor.
A dark parody of Candyland.
It kind of plays like Candyland. It has cards that you flip over and that kind of tells you where you need to go, what color... Or candy shape.
Yeah.
And you move along the board. And you can take shortcuts, and sometimes you get bumped backwards. The big twist, though, is that it has a character sheet. It has a gingerbread man with boxes where you take damage. And the boxes correlate to a candy.
That's right, because not only, unlike with Candyland, where you're just trying to be the first person one. There...
Right.
You also have the opportunity to try to do some damage to your fellow gingerbread men, because...
Slow them up, things like that.
Right, because as the saying goes, you don't have to run fast, you just have to run faster than somebody else.
Yeah.
And on top of that, not only do you have this, let's face it, it's a character sheet.
Yeah.
you get weapons and stuff, too. Sometimes you get a card that says, here, you've got this... a bazooka that shoots confections or such.
Or a candy caning, licorice whip, gumballed. That's some of the names of the cards.
All sorts of crazy, crazy fun stuff. So keep the game very much keep you on your toes. It's a Smirk and Dagger game, so of course that means there's a big gotcha element to the whole thing.
This is one of them that isn't too bad. I don't usually like the gotcha elements in most games. Because I either get super competitive or I get upset.
Right, because everyone else is getting super competitive.
Correct, correct. But this one does play pretty fast. It is kind of lighthearted. The gacha element isn't too terrible as far as, you know, a competitive person playing it.
Okay. And... So that's something that's these are all things that are really good and very positive about
right.
it. It says it's a 30-minute playtime. Yeah. It definitely is. It plays very fast.
Even if you've never played it before. So
right. And it's very possible that none of your gingerbread men get out of there alive. So
that's true.
It's very possible that nobody wins the game.
Yeah.
Even if you're the last gingerbread man in there, it's still possible that you might not win the game, if I recall correctly.
Yes.
So let's talk about something bad about this game. Well, there's the chance that nobody's going to win this game, like I just said.
That's true.
If you're not into the big gacha games, you might not like this.
But it is, as I said, on the gacha game level, it's not as bad as others. It is definitely more lighthearted and not quite as competitive.
Right. And I will say this about the cards. I wasn't really too keen on the cards themselves. They're the type that if I, like, I'd like to rifle the cards when I'm shuffling them, and that just tends to get them bent.
They weren't quite as thick as most play cards would be for this sort of thing. They're definitely more of a stack shuffle kind of
right, because they're almost like higher quality business cards in a way.
Yeah.
Which you don't really shuffle those or rifle those. Because if you do, they, like I said, they'll bend and then you just never get them back to the way they were.
It kind of reminds me of the old, like, original Monopoly cards. How they were they were matte finished and they kind of stuck together.
Just like a, they're just like a cardstock type of thing. Now, that being said, many of you who remember the old Candyland games, I want to say that's pretty much the way those cards were too. So it's a bad thing, but it's also kind of keeping in the theme of it.
Right.
Let's see, something else that might be bad. There's not a lot of bad things to say about
this
game.
It's a nice sturdy box. The pieces, other than those cards, the pieces are pretty decent. It does say on the box, die cut. The second edition version has premium die cut tokens. They're still cardboard tokens,
yeah. And they've got such neat names. Like, yep. I think there's one in there named Stinky.
Stinky.
And Lefty and...
Mr. Crumbles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few others there.
Yeah.
So, if you really wanted to, I guess... Let's go back and... Let's go into the other category before I say this.
Yes.
So, in the other category, I guess if you really wanted to throw kind of an RPG element into it, you could. Because, I mean, you got a character sheet.
Yeah.
Your character's got a name. You might have some weapons.
Yeah.
Like, Stinky might be hobbling along on that on just one candy cane and he's missing a leg, but hey, you know, I want to say that when you lost certain parts, it kind of affected certain
things. It did.
Like if you had a weapon that needed to be held in two hands, but you were missing an arm, you couldn't use that weapon anymore.
Correct.
So there were things like that. And there were certain of the people that showed up on the board that had special effects. Like there was one guy who I want to say if you were the first person to get there, he sends you back right away because he hates people who show up early or something like that. There's a lot of really interesting, neat little jokes that are buried within the instructions in there.
Yeah.
Like with certain RPGs that I like, how they throw in little jokes like that.
Yeah. They're not quite insider jokes, but they're jokes if you catch them.
Right. Anything else you want to put into the other category here?
Nothing other than you can find this game in our Scarab Game Library.
That's right. Run for Your Life, Candyman, Smirk and Dagger Games in the Scarab Game Library. Run, run as fast as you can to check this out from the
As I bought game reviews from the Swarmcast. If you don't like it, I'm a come over and kick your
tail. Tail. Toast meant to say tail. Toast.
Ooh.
Why do you do that?
Oh yeah.